Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you owe reparations.
You owe me, homie.
Yes, you owe reparations.
You owe, and you gon' pay.
You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah. Gon' pay. Give it up. You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah. Gon' pay. Give it up.
I'm a lover and a fighter. Looks like an all-nighter. We can rumble. Call me queen of the jungle. I'm worse than Storm, a cat woman. You can call me Lord Head, Lord Harry, and Tubman. They say you better bury it. I ain't burying nothing. We want reparations. You gon' give up something. So make preparations, cause I ain't leaving here with nothing. No, I can't take you with me, but I can leave it for my turn. Just like you did yours when you burst across the shores, when you took it from my land. So we can build yours, but then you stole that too. They say Messiah, you started in trouble. They want me to hold back too. But take a look at our history. Let's go back through. Take a moment to listen to me. I don't know about you, but I can't forget what it did to me and the original crew. They got our peeps in the penitentiary. They targeting our youth. We better wake up or eventually we're gonna be through.
Isn't there a statute of limitations? Must we still be expected to pay reparations? Look at you. You're like Lazarus begging for our crumbs. You're getting hazardous, standing out there with your thumbs, begging for a ride. If that ain't the pot, calling the kettle black, we ain't gonna stop till we settle that. We got the block going lock. We taking our people back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Welcome, welcome to the celebration for Kwanzaa celebration. It is a celebration because Kwanzaa is seven principles that we aim to address this year. How is everyone doing, and how is the African family, and how are the children? We want to invite the children in. We have a little special poetry session that we're going to be doing. Now, that particular piece was by Sister, and she has been working her way up the charts, and we want to give her a little opportunity to talk and give us some input on her music. So we are acknowledging Kwanzaa today, and we let yesterday just get away from us so fast. We were on Shoe Talk, and we had a chance to talk a little bit about Kwanzaa and Nina Simone as well. And if you were listening, you had an opportunity to hear what we had to say about our cattle call that we have sent out for those artists and performances. We won't be addressing that tonight. We will be focusing clearly on Kwanzaa. Now, I guess all of you know that Kwanzaa is not a religion holiday. It is a first fruit holiday in honor of our culture and our heritage. We give our best, and whatever we have gained from our crops and gathering our crop, we offer up our first fruit. And I'd like to offer up a dedication and a prayer to our ancestors in honor of us coming up on our new year. I want to take this time to address our ancestors, and if you have ancestors' names that you would like to call out, then that would be perfectly well. Our phone number here is 646-478-0270, and we have a longer period now on the air, ladies and gentlemen. We're just getting our time set up, so be patient with us. I'd like to ask you to stand with your hands face up as if you're about ready to receive, and as we look to the east, we want to call on our ancestors and pay homage to Oladulamare. We call on Oladulamare today as the higher source of our being. We call on our Ori, and we call on our Obat, and we call on our Baba and our Yeye, our mother and our father. And if you have the names of the mothers and fathers that is on your head in Yoruba, you can call out the names, which is Yamanye for my mother and Obatala for my father. I like to pour libation to the east, and as we look to the east, we like to call those ancestors back. Sheikh Ezdia, also John Henry Clark, looking at calling back the names of Dr. Carruthers. We also call our Abbas Yassin, one of the newer fathers, my godfather who's transitioned. We like to also call on Chief Metahochi Zanu Wali. We like to call him back to the front and center. We like to call the names of Mary Baclava Thune, and we call on Harriet Tubman. Maya Angelou. We call the names today that Zora Neale Hurston may come and sit with us. And we call Madam C.J. Walker that she may walk that little walk and straighten things out with that straightening comb. We like to pour libations now to the West. And as we pour libations, we call on Yamanye. And we like to call on Exu as our ancestors. And we pour libations to the South. And we know that for the Africans, South is up and North is down in Egypt. So we pour libations to the North, as I said. And now we will pour libations to the we'll pour libations to the West. And as we pour libations to the West, we think of all those who have transitioned and who are yet traveling through the miry clay as they are making their way back to their families and their ancestors. And we pour, lastly, libations to the North, and we say libation. And if there's any ancestors you would like to call out, personal or those who are unborn and who are still yet making their way here, I'd like to call out Clara Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Esther Lee Pope, Eugene Lilly, George Lilly. I like to call out the name of my Aunt Essie and Tommy Pete Harvey. We like to also acknowledge the name of Aunt Nishu, Michelle Harvey, Michael Harvey. We call those people here that they may connect with the greater circle and that they may help us to reconnect our circle. And from time to time, we call their names because we know it's up to the living to stay in contact with the dead. And we know that our ancestors are not dead. They're just in another plane and transitioning. And we call them back periodically to help them so that we can reconnect. And we ask that they will open the door and give us favor today. And we thank you for the opportunity. Now, once again, as I said, we want to invite some young children in to listen to a bit of poetry, but we want to talk a little bit about Kwanzaa. For those of you who know about Kwanzaa, why don't you call in at 646-478-0270, and we are just getting situated with our time here. Initially, I was going to be in a little bit earlier today. However, because of circumstances, I had to move the time back. But we do have a larger window to work with now, and I'm going to be inviting hosts in to co-host the show to help us to get this Oracle reading on the way. As you know, our name is Oracle Readings by Omiinka 7 and Tribe. We do talk about oracles and talk about divinations, and we know that all those things go together for an African. Those of you know that with the new year coming up, we are going to be doing oracle readings for the new year, and every year I do that. I do not get personal readings. I talk to you about doing your own readings and how you can establish your family readings. It's very, very vital that you understand that Africans must know and have an insight as to the future and what besets them in the years to come or months to come. And we need that in our established lifestyle, not just to go to church and your hope and to pray and the call on idol worshiping as if they are going to part the sky to do something for us. We have to get up and know that the God that exists within us will be the one that will assist and aid us, and that is the person called Ori that sits on our head. If we have any good success, if we have things coming to us, we ought to pay homage to our head, to Ori. And that is what the Africans teach, and we teach in this room under Yoruba. Now, as I told you, you cannot change your culture. Your culture is set in place. If you're African, you're African. You might have a bit of a lot of other races, but you must have things you do customarily. And we do the Kwanzaa in this room customarily. And normally I have all these songs that are on that are Kwanzaa, but I don't have them lined up on my computer right now, so I can't do all those songs like I used to do. But you can go back and listen on demand to some of our shows, and maybe I should have uploaded one of our shows, and maybe I will, so that you can actually go back to some of the olden days when we did a full program on Kwanzaa. This is a makeshift, and we're just getting back on with the 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Let us take a station identification right now. It's time to do that, so stay tuned. Welcome back, family, and thank you so much for joining us this Kwanzaa Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, we are acknowledging K-W-A-N-Z-A-A, as the children like to say, Kwanzaa celebration. That's right. Have you got your children together to create Zawatis? That's what we call gifts. We don't have to commercialize this holiday by going out spending large sums of money. You can create those gifts by creating your own necklaces, your own jewelry, bracelets, or hats and scarves. You can even draw or paint something. Let the children know that there's creativity in Kwanzaa. We want to see your zuwakis that are made, that come from substance. So make sure they do that. I like to stop and read a special poem out of the book one. It's called Poems and Verses to Begin On. These are poetry verses for urban children. And this one's entitled, I Woke Up This Morning, by Carla Kuskin. I woke up this morning at 7:15. I kicked up the covers, and I tucked out my toe. I stuck out my toe. And ever since then, that's 7:15. They haven't said anything other than no. They haven't said anything other than please, dear, don't do what you're doing or lower your voice. Whatever I've done and however I've chosen, I've done the wrong thing and I've made the wrong choice. I didn't waste any well time and I didn't say thank you. I didn't shake hands and I didn't say please. I didn't say sorry when passing the candy. I banged the box in two. Mrs. Holdswell's knee. I didn't say sorry. I didn't stand straighter. I didn't speak louder when I asked what I said. And that was by Carla Kuskin. Well, I said that tomorrow, 7:15, they can come in and get me. I'm staying in bed. Now, these poems can be read to any children, but they have dedicated them to the urban children. And this one's called A Matter of Taste by Evan Morrison. What does your tongue like to taste? Chewy meat or crunchy toast? A lump bump? Tickle or tickle pop, a soft marshmallow or a hard lime drop, hot pancakes or a sherbet freeze, celery noise or quiet cheese, or do you like pizza more than any of these? Hot Chocolate by Dorothy Atlas. I climbed the tallest drugstore stool and ordered to a hot chocolate coffee, please. My mama said, now we have to sit and wait. My chocolate comes with a cream on top. I feel it streaming through the cup. Too hot to taste, but I don't care. I can twist here on this stool until my chocolate doesn't get cool. And then I'll drink it up. I'll drink it up. Jam in the morning, jam at noon. Bread and jam by the light of the moon. Jam is very nice. Jam on biscuits, jam on toast. Jam is the thing that I like the most. Jam is sticky, jam is sweet. Jam tastes jammy. What a treat. Raspberry, strawberry, gooseberry, I'm very fond of jam. The next one is entitled Animal Crackers by Christopher Merrily. Animal crackers and chocolate cocoa to drink. This is the finest supper, I think. When I'm grown up and I can have what I please, I think I shall always insist upon these. What do you choose when you're offered a treat? When mother says, what would you like best to eat? Is it waffles and syrup or cinnamon toast? It's cocoa and animal crackers. That's I love the most. The kitchen's the coolest place that I know. The kettle is singing, the stove is aglow, and there in the twilight, how jolly to see the cocoa and animal crackers waiting for me. Daddy, Mommy, dine later in state. with Mary to go to cook for them. Susan is there to wait, but they don't have nearly as much fun as I. Who eats in the kitchen with nursery standing by? And Daddy once said he would like to be me, having cocoa and crackers once more for thee. The next one is called A Song for Supper by Lillian Vanderveer. Baked potatoes, crackling brown, melted butter running down. But applesauce for supper, ooh, is what I like instead. Applesauce for supper and a slice of raisin bread. Eggs all scrambled, piping hot, served with bacon, like us not. But applesauce for supper is what I like the most. Applesauce for supper and a slice of crunchy toast. Sometimes cocoa, hot and sweet, putting for a special treat. But applesauce for supper, ooh, is what I like, don't you? Applesauce for supper and a ginger cookie too. The next one's entitled The Little Sounds. Beatrice Reynolds. Underneath the big sound, underneath the big silent, listen for a little secret sound. Listen, tis, tis, is the little sound of sugar, the little loaf of sugar. Deep inside the cup of hot black coffee, tis, tis, this is what the sugar says. Listen to the little secret sound. Listen to the little secret sound. Be very quiet and listen. Tis, 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 tis. This is the little sound of your father's watch. Tick, 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 tock. It makes such a tiny, hurrying, scurrying sound. Listen for a little sound always when a pussycat licks her fur. Can you hear a little sound? When someone is licking an ice cream cone, can you hear? Did you ever hear a rabbit biting a lettuce leaf? A cow switching her tail? A tiny baby breathing? Listen to the little sound of a letter dropping into a letterbox. A pen falling to the floor. A leaf falling from a tree. Dry leaves crunching under your feet. Listen to the little secret sound of a pencil writing on paper, of a scissor snipping your fingernails, of a flower stem breaking when you pick a flower. Listen for the little sound. Always listen. Keep a poem in your pocket, and this is by Beatrice Reynolds. Keep a poem in your pocket and a picture in your head, and you'll never feel lonely at night when you're in bed. The little poem will sing to you, the little picture bring to you, a dozen dreams to dance to you, a night when you're in bed. So keep a picture in your pocket and a poem in your head, and you'll never feel lonely at night when you're in bed. This rhyme is called Rhymes About Cities and Experiences. Much poetry has been written about this particular subject, countryside and its quiet coastal streams, and less is written. This one's entitled Shh by James Treppet. Shh, says mother. Shh, says father. running in the hall is a very great bother. Mrs. Grumpy Grundy, who lives down below, will come right up first thing you know. "Shh," says Father. "Shh," says Mother. "Can't you play a quiet game of some kind or other?" The Frost Pane by David McGraw. What's the good of breathing on the window pane in summer? You can't write a number. You can't draw a nalephin. You can't make a smudge with your nose in summer. Lots of good breathing on the window pane in winter. You can make a frost on the window pane in the winter, a white frost, a light frost, a thick frost, a quick frost, a write me out a picture frost across the pane in the winter. The next one is called No Drip on Rain by Irvin Eastwick. It rained on Annie. It rained on Fan. It rained on Arabella, but it didn't rain on Mary Jane. She had a huge umbrella. Rain by Makala Livingston. Summer rain is soft and cool, so I go barefoot in the pool. Winter rain is cold and pours, so I must watch it from the door. The next one is called Is It Raining by Lucky Mitchell. Is it raining? Where would you like to be in the rain? Where would you like to be? I'd like to be on a city street where the rain comes down in a living sheet. Where it's wet in the house, roof and wall, the wagon and the horse and the auto and all. That's where I'd like to be in the rain, and that's where I'd like to be. It's raining. Where would you like to be in the rain? Where would you like to be? I'd like to be in a tall treetop where the rain comes dripping down, drip, drip, drop. Around on every side where it's wet and the farmer and the barn and the pig and the cow and the chicken, both little ones and big ones, where it's battered and bent on a fresh field of west wheat and makes the little bird hide. It is raining. Where would you like to be in the rain? Where would you like to be? I'd like to be on a ship at sea where everything's wet and wet can be and waves are reveling high, where sailors are pulling the ropes and singing, and wind in the riggles, and salt sprays sprinting, and around us seas galloping, cry on a dripping, shimmering ship at sea. That's where I would like to be when it's raining. That's where I would like to be. The next one is Rain by Robert Stevenson. The rain is raining all around, and it's falling on the fields and the trees. It rains on the umbrella here and on the ships at sea. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to stop for a minute. This will be the last one I'll do, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Kwanzaa. And it's called Hello, Goodbye by Mary Collinsman. Hello and goodbye. Hello and goodbye. When I'm in the swing, swinging low and then high. Goodbye to the ground. Hello to the sky. Hello to the rain. Goodbye to the sun. Then hello again, sun, when the rain is all done. And blowing the wind away, the birds flying goodbye and hello, hello and goodbye. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I read those poems for the youngsters, of course, and this is their time. And let's give them their time so that they can think about Kwanzaa. So why do we celebrate Kwanzaa? Does anyone know? If you're out in the audience and you want to call in, you can call in at 646-478-0270. Now, in my family, we decided to celebrate Kwanzaa because we had a lot of holidays that happened during the month of December. On December 21st, we often had a traditional dinner in honor of my anniversary. And on the 25th, we celebrated my son's birthday, or celebrated Christmas, and he accused us of missing his birthday. So we started to celebrate his birthday on the 21st so we wouldn't forget it. Kwanzaa became a very, very important part of our life when we were introduced to Kwanzaa while in Minnesota. Minnesota introduced me to Kwanzaa and the purpose of Kwanzaa, and Malanika Ringa was the inventor of Kwanzaa, and he wrote a book to substantiate how you're supposed to celebrate Kwanzaa. And Kwanzaa is just not celebrated like any old African-American holiday. It has some substance. There's seven principles that they have: Umoja, Kujichagulia, Imani, Faith. I can't think right now. Let me try to get these together. Imani being faith, and Kujichagulia, self-determination, Umoja, unity. And we're talking about unity today. We want to talk about why it's important to pull together. And those songs that I played today was an effort to pull together, to give someone a chance to have their music heard on the air, and to admonish those, that particular person, and to push her music forward. Sometimes it's better that we push people and motivate other people, and it is better to give sometimes than it is to receive. But it's also good to receive gifts. So don't forget to give out those Zawate gifts. And even if you have to sit down and paint a picture or take out your iron jewelry and begin to collaborate with people in your household to make those gifts. And if you're working on a knitting project, go ahead and finish that knitting project and get it ready to give for a Zawate. You don't have to go out and spend any money, because that's not what Kwanzaa is about. It's not a commercial holiday. It is a holiday where family come together and we light a candle. So tonight, on the second day of Kwanzaa, we're going to light a candle as well. And we can continue to light all seven of the candles. And if you don't know all of the seven principles, go out to the library or pull up on your Googles any information you may have about Kwanzaa. Now, we've hollowed out a holiday also, and that holiday is going to be for the 29th of this month, and that's Nina Simone's Restore Peace to Nina Simone's Day. And we will be giving her prompts and paying homage to her. You should find somebody that has not been recognized that you want to acknowledge and create your own holiday for that person. That's how Kwanzaa was started. Malanika Ringa thought that it was best that we not only celebrate just for one day during the month of February, but to go through all of the week and celebrate a different principle amongst your family. So you can build principles and character in your children. And that's what we want to do in this show, to aim to build principles and characters for children. Now, most children leave away from home with a foundation of what they're going to practice throughout their life. But I want you to understand that unity is very important, pulling together to work together, like Harambe, let's pull together, and servicing people in your community by shopping and paying, patronizing their business and buying from people in your own community, as well as to help the people in your neighborhood to better themselves, because as you better yourself, you better your whole community. And it's very vital that you should understand Kwanzaa is not celebrated all in one night. No, you can't do that. You will have to set aside the 7 days starting the day after Christmas on the 26th all the way through the first, if I'm not mistaken, that's 7 days. So you might want to even carry it on a little bit longer if you miss a day. I oftentimes celebrate Kwanzaa throughout the whole year. And I was fortunate enough to be able to bring Kwanzaa to the military families overseas in Germany, Hanau, Germany, to be exact. I introduced them to Kwanzaa and was contracted to bring on folklore storytelling as well as a presentation for them on Kwanzaa. So the storytelling is very vital. It's very vital that you teach your children about storytelling. You can tell old wise tales or old traditional stories that your family member had passed down. If you don't know any, you can go and get the book called The People That Could Fly. There are tons of traditional African stories in there from different tribes of African tribes. There is also Burr Rabbit stories that you can get, and those are traditional stories. And when you tell these stories, you can put a bit of a twist to them from your own perspective and create your own personalized story. I do have some stories that I usually do, like Viney and her husband who got married out in the woods. And maybe I will upload that particular story and reintroduce it to the community because it was very much in demand, and Viney was able to come out of slavery and be able to marry a gentleman that was very interested in her and who literally went and worked very hard, a second job, to make enough money to buy her freedom. What he didn't realize in buying her freedom, she got pretty uppity and started to feel like she was not a part of his community or him and wanted to run off with the free people. And she realized that everything she loved was right there with him. And she decided to, you know, check herself and tell her husband that she was sorry that, you know, her place was there with him, not off with those free people, and that because he didn't have his freedom, that she was going to honor him and honor the things he did for her. Now, I'm not going to get into that story today, but Viney is on the tape for On Demand, and you can, his name is Rex Alias, and Viney, and he actually, Rex Alias created the story. Now, I will say this, that Burr Rabbit is very important stories during this time of the year that your children should be introduced to. So make sure you introduce them to Burr Rabbit and also, what is her name? It'll come to me in a minute. There are many of them that I have read and that I have acted out on stage here in this classroom. But for the benefit of those younger ones, I want you to get books that you can read. Now, this used to be a focusing book cast where we brought in people who wrote their own books, interviewed them, and we also featured books periodically. We might get back into featuring those books because they're very, very important. I am no longer in the classroom anymore, so I don't have access to a lot of those books, but I do know how to pull them up online. Now, I want to say for the benefit of the adults in the room, now, the Viney Williams story features marriage and the traditional marriage of Africans, and it's not about just jumping the broom. It's about what goes into a marriage and how you actually marry yourself to the community. And with Kwanzaa today, we're going to have to marry ourselves to the community so that we can support our community, our stores, our local stores, and any businesses that are in our local community. Now, you know how I feel about buying from your own self and your communities is very vital. Now, we are coming up on something brand new now that we have a new president. Things are going to be different and they're going to change. And we don't know exactly which direction they're going to change in, but we've got to know what we're going to do in our communities. We need to come together during this Kwanzaa season, put our heads together, and talk about what plans we have. We don't want to be reactive to all types of change, but we want to be proactive and be prepared for whatever changes that come our way. It's very vital that we should talk to our children because they're out there involving themselves in all forms and manners of groups. And we have to make sure these groups are worthy of their time and that they don't put themselves in arm's danger. And young children, I'd like for you to know that today is your day, Kwanzaa, and we're setting aside and hallowing out this day for you to talk about the holiday. Why do we have holidays? In Germany, it's very important that they often have holidays just about every week, so that you can have time for leisure, to set yourself aside and come away from work and have leisure. It makes no sense to work and make a lot of filthy lucre and have nowhere to spend your money or nowhere to go and have leisure. Leisure allows you to come together with your family to reflect back over what you've done, what you need to do, what you've already done. And that's what Kwanzaa helps us to do. It helps us to look at the first fruit. Have we worked hard? Have we taken any of our labor and any of our resources and donated it? Or have we given anything back? What have you given out this year? Have you given out anything other than hard times? Have you given of yourself as a volunteer? Have you found some place you think is worthy that you can go down once a week and give time to? Well, I'm thinking about some of those things now here in Indianapolis where I could go and volunteer some of my time. Now, you don't let people tie your time up, young people. You set the pace as to where you're going to go and how often. But it is very necessary by the time you get to be a middle schooler, you start finding places that you can donate your time, whether it be a nursing home, whether it be to go help some elderly person do their shopping. But you must find time to give back to the community. That is very vital. And it's very vital that you don't spend all your time in church, because church is one institution, but there are many institutions out there that need your help. And it's very vital that parents, that you encourage your children to read. Make them a lover of books. Have them go to the library as one of their standard criteria. Make them come home and if they don't have homework, create some for them. And set a room aside in the house where they can access the materials and curriculum and stay busy. Create a homeschool in your home. And make it very vital that you teach your children first their African-American history. Don't just think that they're going to learn it through osmosis, because some teachers are not teaching it. You have got to introduce them to the culture and heritage of their great history. Don't just stop at Black history, and don't just stop at slavery. Take them to the dynasties and learn about Pitahotep. Let them learn about Hatshepsut and Queen Ndinga, the Angula, the man and woman king. Let them learn about Queen Ndinga. I don't know if you know about Queen Ndinga, but she was able to make the people think that she had vanished and make them think that they had whipped her and won the war when she decided to use strategies and hide out amongst the people and hide out for over 5 years, letting them think that they had won and waiting for the proper time to spring up on them and to overtake these people, this country. So they had disrespected Queen Ndinga by having her to sit on the floor. But because of the other people knowing how precious and how royal and regal she was, they made a human bench for her to sit on the men's back so she wouldn't have to sit on the floor. Queen Ndinga was very clever, very clever. She was so clever that after 5 years, when they had forgotten about Queen Ndinga, she decided to swoop upon them and come into their kingdom and to overtake them, and she won the war. And she said she must be persistent and insistent that she continue to pursue them. So you got to be persistent, and you got to persist on. And you have got to find the things that you've been called to do and be persistent like Queen Ndinga was. Now, I'm not going to get into her story in full detail. I'll probably do some Queen Ndinga later. However, you know that I do the one-woman show under Moses, Harriet Tubman. So if you want to listen to some of those sessions, you can go out and listen to Harriet Tubman, the one-woman show. And from that one-woman show, we have sprung off into the cattle call, where we're calling performers in music and traditional African gospel, and also reggae and Creole music. So if you're out there and you perform in any of those genres, we would like to meet with you or have you be a part of our session. And we started that session out under Possess the Mic. And under Possess the Mic, Mr. Kamani, who actually set up that site, we started the one-woman show from there. So if you're interested, you can go, and I have put advertisement up on Facebook where you can actually call in for the actual Shoe Talk. And under Shoe Talk is where we'll be talking about who would like to perform and help us to come together to work on this genre in honor of Nina Simone. And we're also going to be focusing in on acknowledging Robert D. Ruth Jackson, who actually was the founder and creator of the Jackson Singers that have been working abroad in Europe. And he is from Indianapolis, Indiana, and we want to acknowledge him and all the great work that he's done. And we're going to hollow out a space for him in February so that we can give you more information about him locally here. He has a nephew here locally who is also a Robert D. Whip, and we aim to focus in on him. I was recruited by him overseas under a contract to sing, and there's many other Americans that sang with him abroad as well. And he is from Indianapolis, Indiana, and it would be to our benefit to acknowledge Robert and talk about what great things he's done during Kwanzaa. And if we don't do it during Kwanzaa, we're going to do it for sure in February. And once again, I'd like to say to you mothers out there, you can do a better job by introducing your children to culture and history during Kwanzaa. Introduce them to the books you want them to read. And while they're home from school, don't just let them sit there and watch television. Check that Ignite tube off and take those children in that room and set up books for them, set up activities for them. Maybe you may want to have a weaving table where they weave baskets and get the material. Go to Michael's and buy your material and set up tables for your children that are coming to visit you. And you mix families who have children that are visiting you during the holiday. Don't just let those children wither away by going out, eating, and running back and forth to the movies. Save that money and create activities in the home that they can do. And keep them busy, mother. And for those mothers who would love to stay home and get out of that 8-to-5 job, you can do that. You can create a home school. You can create a business right in your home. But you got to put some time into your children. Don't let your children be going around not able to speak, and they're 2 and 3 years old, and they're not potty trained. Take that job home and start making your first job the priority with your children, making sure that they can read and they can enunciate and decode words and encode words. Don't have them just going around doing look and say. Make sure that they're given spelling tests so they can learn how to spell some words so they have a word vocabulary. And mothers, give them 4 words a week. Give them 4 new words a week so that they can build those words and the vocabulary, so that you build up those preschoolers and have them speaking fluently. So I want to say for the mothers who are school teachers and who are so busy putting out curriculum for the district that they can't put any curriculum out in their home, shame on you. The first thing you should do is try out those curriculums with your own children and see how well they work with them, and then take them to the school. Whatever you can do with your children in the classroom, you certainly can run that by your children at home. And for those children who are behind in the reading, mother, by all means, stop what you're doing right now. Stop right there in your feet. If your children are behind in your reading, you go and get a tutor for them. And you also set up under this tutor so you'll know how to teach your children. And I want to say one other thing. Mothers, quit putting your children in special ed. And don't tell me they're getting the help they need there, because special ed was not set up for that purpose. When they could not integrate the schools and they could not put separate and unequal, they decided to create special ed. So a lot of your children are not getting the service you think they should get. And when they get the diploma, it is not an equal diploma like the ones that they get a certificate of completion, not a diploma. So they can't go anywhere with the certificate of completion. So if you can get tutors and bring your children into integrated classroom, I recommend that. Because some of these children are feeling very bad when they walk out with just a certificate and can't work anywhere beyond McDonald's. So I want to say this, because mothers, you are working to give your children what you never had. You remember what you said? I want to give my children what I never had. Well, I tell you what, we never needed to have special ed, and we all worked together there in one classroom. So try giving your children some academics. That's something that you can give them. But don't give them over to the system where now they're broken and you don't know what to do with them. And I'm saying this because I'm a teacher. And I know better, so I did better. I took my kids out of the public school. I'm not telling you to do that, but I took them out because I put my money where my mouth was. So if I paid for them to go to the Catholics and private schools, I could come in and demand a certain curriculum and demand a certain teaching. But in the public school, you can't do anything but carry on with what they're doing, and you can't demand anything from them. Now, you take your money and you buy all these designer purses and all these designer shoes, try taking your money and putting it into some private school education. And you might not even have to do that because they have vouchers out there now and you can put your children in choice schools. Now, I'm talking to somebody right now. Somebody needs this message from me. Somebody needs this message from me because as I talk and think about Dr. Umar Johnson, who's been working with these parents, pulling these parents together and trying to support, develop a support group. There needs to be one. Because parents, some of you are picking up the checks for SSI and you're so happy you're getting the checks that you're forgetting your child is not getting taught. And you're forgetting your child is getting on medication. And now you're dealing with a child that's angry and he's on medication too. Let's try some mother with an alternative choices to drugs treatment without behavior modification. You cannot give your child drug method without a behavior modification. That's therapy. And if your child is getting drugs and medication without behavior modification, therapeutic help, then you're fighting a losing battle because your child is just going to be on drugs, but he won't change his behavior. Behavior has to be changed. Remember, when they do an assessment of a child's behavior, that is a value judgment. You must know what hyper is in order to diagnose a child with hyperactivity, okay? What is normal for an African-American child, especially a black boy? What is normal? But we cannot continue to go on acting as if nothing is happening and just handing our children over while we run the work. You'll soon have to come home. Excuse me. You will soon have to come home, mothers, because your first job is to rear your children at home. Now, some of you got mixed emotion about these jobs. You got to go up the career ladder. You got to make it up there. You got to hit the ceiling. No, you don't. You got to go home and see to it that Johnny can read. You got to go to home and see that little baby is potty trained, fully potty trained. And I mean it. I'm speaking to somebody out there who got their child in daycare, and they know that their child's not potty trained. They know their child has not been even bowel trained, and yet they're still running the work. Shame on you. You take a week or two off and go home and take care of your duty. This is your reasonable service. As you go home and spend time with that child, you can bond with that child, and that child will learn to love you, and he will learn to adore you and listen to you when you give him advice. But if you let somebody else raise your children who don't have put the time in and don't care that that baby's not potty trained, that baby will learn to regret the fact that you have not spent precious time with them. And sing lullabies to these children. Teach them about music. Teach them about the great heroic people. and explain to them the quantity of the time that we bring out our history book, that we talk about our great, great, outstanding, legitimate heroes and sheroes. Don't just give them the old okey-doke, the same heroes over and over again. Introduce them to some new heroes that they never heard about. Some of the children never heard about Queen Nzinga and who she was. Teach them about Queen Nzinga. And teach them that Harriet Tubman still has a house here that they can take a field trip to go visit. Teach them about Harriet and her courageous work she's done as a nurse as well as a military soldier. So that as we begin to push our children forward, we push them forward with the struggle that we've been through. Let them know about the struggle and let them know that it takes a church to change things. And if a church is going to be radical and really working out there with the changes, that is the kind of church we want. We no longer want a dead church that is not capable of being radical. Any church that is worth a salt has to be radically ready to change things in a community. And that's what Kwanzaa is about, radically changing things in a community, bringing about a change. It is time now. Now, people have talked about all of these people who've gotten reparation. We're going to keep on kicking the door in, talking about reparation until somebody hears us, because it doesn't have to be in a form of monetary gain. It could be in forgiveness of loans, home loans, student loans. It could be in a forgiveness. But before you leave, Obama, I want you to take a look at, another look at reparation. And why didn't we get it? And who did get it? And how are they any different than the African Americans? We are still up for reparation. And we're not going to let it go until someone takes a look at all the devastating things we went through. And we're still going through in the housing race, trying to recoup our homes back, fighting for our home, trying to even get a lender to loan us money to buy a home, to repair a home. We are still struggling, but we are the ones that build the highways and the byways and the bridges and the Sleepy Pot Hollow and the train station. We created so much in music, dance, and song, but yet we are forgotten about when it comes to giving us reparation. But we're going to keep singing about our reparation, and we're going to keep talking about how vital it is that our children, we can leave them a legacy, not just of music, but of money, and a CD that they can use the money in the bank to build from and to start to develop from. But we are going to continue to talk about this. Tomorrow we'll be talking about reparation, why it's necessary to give us reparation, and why is it that all of the other races have received their portion, their 40 acres of new, and we have not received ours yet. What is the problem? Why do you find it so difficult to even put the subject on the table? There are all kinds of webinars every year talking about giving us reparation. If there is a need to formalize a group or organization to come to the White House to talk about why have we not been considered for reparation, look at the loss that we've had. Look at how long it's taken us to get back on our feet. Some of us middle class have been flipped off our feet, and jobs have been taken, monies that we can never get back again. So how is it that we can make it if they will not consider the losses that we've had over the generations of all of our people? So it is vital that you talk to your children about reparation and why we must have it and why we must continue to have discussion about reparation, because they need to know about the term and they need to know why we insist we sit down to the table and we not integrate, because we don't have very much to bring to the table. We are not integrating. We're taking back what is ours. That 40 acres and a mule, and according to our 15th Amendment, we have a right to land and property. We have a right to land. Everyone has a right to land. And if you don't think that African Americans have a right to land, look at all the land that we cropped in the South. Look at all of the fields that we brought in the first fruit of all of the labor of the vegetables and distributed them all over the land and made it possible for everyone to have fresh fruit and vegetables on their table and greens and all of the cabbages on their table. So we give you the first fruit this year under Kwanzaa, and it is the first fruit that we remember that we crop with our own ancestors' very own hands. Therefore, we are entitled to a reimbursement, a legacy that could be left for us. Now, if you don't give it to us, eventually we're going to part the sky, and we're going to grow up and become gods, and we're going to find that which you say is lost, and we're going to hand it to our children. One way or another, we're going to pass down some legacies to our children. And you don't have to be the one to give it to us. And all Nina Simone was told, just keep on knocking and kicking the door. Kicking the door. Eventually somebody's going to open up the door and let us in. And we will take what it is that we need. Because if we have use of a mule, that mule is going to be given to us to do what it is we have to do in our communities, to clean them up, to start all over again, and to make them whole. But having our loans forgiven in our homes and forgiven in our student loans, those are the kind of things you can start thinking about giving us. Because if you don't give them to us, the Creator is going to bring somebody here, because the very times is going to cry out for someone here that's going to offer us an opposition and put those things on the table for us. And we want to thank you this evening for going with us all the way on this trip as we talked about Kwanzaa, as we talked about the seventh principle, Umoja, Kujichagulia, Imani, faith, and as we talked about how children must learn principles and they must develop character, and those things were hidden in their heart, that they may not stray away from them, and then in hard times, they will bring them forth. And if they see their brother or sister that needs to be lifted up, they will lift them up. And that means to come together under Umoja, community, building community. And Kwanzaa is something that we must all acknowledge. And even though it's been created for the African American, we invite all people to participate with us as we learn these characteristics and to learn how to have good judgment and Iwa Telu, good character and good conduct. And we'd like to thank those of you who are out there every day demonstrating good character and good conduct. We'd like to thank you for doing this in the classroom. Teachers, keep on lifting up a standard in the classroom. And I know there's some good teachers out there who are still lifting up a standard. And we ask you to continue to bring about that standard in the community as well as in the classroom, and that you might impart some knowledge in the children that they might grow up and call their mother's glory, and that they might also grow up to be the next African-American president of this United States of America. Straight ahead and into the future, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Straight ahead and into the future, Detroit, Michigan. Straight ahead and into the future, Gary, Indiana. Straight ahead and into the future, Indianapolis, Indiana. We look forward to working with you throughout this week. Please do join us. You've been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister, and I'm coming to you from my humble studio here in my home, and I like to say, oh, double, and baba booey to you, y'all. We like to say, give us the reparation. Give us the reparation. Give us the reparation.
Yes, you owe reparation.
You owe me, homie.
Yes, you owe reparation.
You owe, and you gon' pay.
You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah. Gon' pay. Give it up. You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah. Gon' pay. Give it up.
I'm a lover and a fighter. Looks like an all-nighter. We can rumble. Call me queen of the jungle. I'm worse than Storm, a cat woman. You can call me Lord Head. They say you better bury, I ain't burying nothing. We want reparations, you gon' give up something. So make preparations, cause I ain't leaving you with nothing. No, I can't take you with me, but I can leave it for my turn. Just like you did yours when you burst across the shores, when you took it from my land. So we can build yours, but then you stole that too. They say Messiah, you started in trouble, they want me to hold back to, but take a look at our history. Let's go back through. Take a moment to listen to me. I don't know about you, but I can't forget what it did to me and the original crew. They got our peeps in the penitentiary. They targeting our youth. We better wake up or eventually we're gonna be through.
Isn't there a statute of limitations? Must we still be expected to pay reparations? Look at you, you're like Lazarus begging for our crumbs. You're getting hazardous, standing out there with your thumbs begging for a ride. If that ain't the pot, calling the kettle black, we ain't gonna stop till we settle that. We got the block on lock, we taking our people back.
All right, we want that reparation. It's time now. You know it's time now.
Stop believing in a spook God and how we exist. Who's God? Shouldn't be a session you've missed.